We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Steps out of a tackle at 25, cuts upfield at the 15, at the 10. Stiff arms a defender to the 5, to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado!
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield, this is Buffs Prime Time with Mike McIntyre. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Now, live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, that hollow feeling you've had in your gut for the last 6 months is about to come to an end because all is right with the world. We finally have college football upon us again. Welcome in to show number one, Buffs Prime Time of 2018 with Mike McIntyre. We do come to you from Fate Brewing Company, as we do every week from 12:30 to 1:30 over the lunch hour. And, of course, the show airs later on that night on the Colorado Football Network. Tomorrow night down in Denver at Mile High Stadium, it's the Buffs and the Rams of Colorado State for the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Mike, you can relax. The game's here. You've coached all you can coach. There's nothing left you can do. It's up to the players now.
Yeah, players make plays. Players win games.
I've heard that before.
We've got to get them, keep getting them prepared. The hay's, you know, the barn's never, the hay's not always in the barn. You know, you got to just keep working. We had an excellent walkthrough this morning, and the kids are excited about playing somebody else besides themselves, and I am too. I'm ready to play a game.
I was joking with Mike a few minutes ago. I said, undoubtedly, and being around the players all week, those guys are ready to play. They want to get out there. They want to finally play after a month of camp. But coaches, you guys always want about five more practices. Oh, if we could work on this or work on that.
Yeah, you always do because you seem like it. But there comes a point when it's just the repetition after a while. It's just time to play.
Yeah.
And our guys are excited about playing against Colorado State and a very, very powerful offense. And so it's going to be a fun game for us.
One of the things that was kind of fun being out there every day and watching you guys every day, you guys, and I said this to you a while ago, you were an assistant coach, never came out of practice and said, boy, we didn't have a very good practice today. Guys just didn't seem to have it. Or you didn't have to stop in the middle and kind of make the guys run a little bit. It really was a pretty consistent camp for you guys, I thought.
Yes, it was. The young men came to work every day, and about the middle of camp, about the 12th practice, 13th practice, you're wondering what they're going to be like. Mm-hmm. And these guys every day came to work hard and pushed each other and competed and had energy. It was really, really encouraging to see that, and it was a lot of fun to work with them.
You want to see them execute the things you're laying out there. You want to make sure they're in shape. You want to make sure they're physical, all this stuff. Do you also, as a coach, watch a team develop, kind of a personality, if you will?
Yeah, you do. There's no doubt you do. And, you know, we've got a lot of some newer faces or guys that hadn't played a ton of football that we feel like are talented, and they've got to keep pushing. And sometimes they're not understanding that grind and realize that every day is important, even though the game's 20 days away, you know. And so, but they did. They did. They really did. And that's a credit to the leadership on our team. We've got some really good senior leaders. And it's also a credit to the younger guys of taking the leading and understanding how important it is, it's been refreshing watching it.
Your last two recruiting classes have really been outstanding, and I think it's what there's from the 17 and 18 recruiting classes, 24 guys in the two deep, and 9 or 10 have got a chance to start for you. That group has got a great personality, a great energy about it. When I watch these guys, those guys are active everywhere, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They do have a great energy about them, and they want to be successful individually, and they also want the University of Colorado to be successful, and they've done a good job of meshing the two together. And sometimes young guys, they just want to play. They just want to get the ball. What I'm noticing with these guys, they just want to win and they want to play.
Yeah.
And they're opposite of what usually young guys are.
Sure.
And that's very encouraging.
When you're recruiting, are you looking for that characteristic in the individual?
Yeah, you are. Sometimes it's a little bit harder to tell because you're not around them as much. But I think the way we recruit them, and then the young men that we've had on the team in the past few years have kind of taught him that and gave him a legacy of that. And, you know, I think that was one of the great things that Philip left is, you know, Philip wanted the ball, but he wanted to win. He wanted the University of Colorado to win more than he wanted the football.
Yeah.
That kind of passed down that they saw that, and they want to do a lot better than we did last year.
The quick aside, by the way, the Broncos are wrapping up their preseason tonight. Phil is on that team. What a great story. You must be so proud of him.
Oh, I'm extremely proud. But I knew whoever took him, honestly, he would make it. And not acting like I have a crystal ball, but coaching in the NFL for 5 years, and then especially under Bill Parcells, he would always talk about number of plays you can take a guy to a game. And so if he's not a starter, is he going to play special teams? Phil is going to play all of them. And then I knew once they gave him the ball or once they let him do something, they don't realize how well he can catch and how well he protects the ball and how well he can really run and how he can make them miss. And they don't realize how well he could block. I think that's another thing they didn't understand.
Yeah.
And I knew all that from being around him for 5 years, but I had a little bit of an advantage. I am a little biased, but I'm right.
Yeah.
Because I know him so well.
Hey, nobody here is going to argue with you.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. You say about the way he was able to block. And you know, protection and all the things that he had to do in that position. And Coach Barnett and I are standing out there one day, and we were just talking about, you know, boy, you know, Trayvon McMillan looks good as a new guy. Kyle Evans is phenomenal coming back from that injury and looks good. And Fontenot and Bisharat, And Gary says at one point, he says, you know, the biggest shoes that you got to fill with Philip Lindsay is that ability, the fact that he saw things and was a great blocker. There's some truth in that, isn't there, with your team?
Yeah, there is. There's definitely some truth in that. And definitely feel like, the guys we got had a really good fall camp, and I think they got a chance to do really, really well. And, you know, the one thing that we did notice about Trayvon after we got him here, he's played so much. He understood the protections might have been called green at Virginia Tech, and they're called blue here, but he understood them, and he's really been a very excellent pass protector.
Yeah. When you get a guy like that in, obviously he'd put up some very good numbers at a very good program, obviously Virginia Tech. Is he better than you thought he was when you got him here?
The thing that's better than I thought it was going to be, because I didn't really know him, I called around and tried to figure out about him.
Yeah.
He's really a great kid.
Yeah.
He's fit in. He's always got a smile on his face. He's not acting big time. He's right with them. He really fits well in that room. And a credit to that is Darian Hagan. You know, Darian is a phenomenal coach, but he's just a great person. He has that great personality, and he's meshed those guys together. And that's been fun to watch. And so his attitude he had was the one thing I was a little nervous about coming in, what he was going to be like. The reports that I got were correct, and he's come in and done that, and it's been special to watch.
And coming out of camp, you kind of look at Trayvon and Kyle Evans as, you know, co-starters there, if you will. That's got to be one of the great stories in a long time in college football, what that kid has overcome to get back to this point where he's going to be an integral part of your running attack.
Oh, yeah, what Kyle's overcome is amazing. You know, yeah. His senior year in high school, he broke his ankle, and then he called me and said, I want to walk on at Colorado because we were recruiting him at San Jose State, and then we didn't end up signing because he broke his ankle, didn't get to play. He said, I want to come walk on and play for you at Colorado, and he's come here, and then he walks on, earns a scholarship, plays great as a sophomore, and then breaks his hip in the spring, and then I didn't think there'd any way he'd be back by last year.
No.
He gets back, and he's able to start playing about the third or fourth game, and we played him just a little bit, but, you know, our man was so hot.
Yeah.
And so we just ran with him, and now he just is the kids love him. He's just one big muscle.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think – everybody goes, God, he looks little. When you get up, he's not little a bit. He's just short. And so my dad used to always say, they don't make the holes vertical. They make them width-wise. And you just get through there, and you got to make them miss. So it doesn't really matter how tall a running back is.
All right, well, you certainly have got some good running backs there. Your offensive line, what have you seen from that unit throughout camp that gives you some confidence about them?
Well, they've really worked hard. And they've gotten better and better. And then some of the young guys the last 10 days have really improved. They were kind of swimming a little bit at first. You could see their athletic ability, but then they've just kind of kept growing. And so I feel like we've got an athletic offensive line. I feel like that we've got guys that can fill in for other guys as they go. So I feel good about the offensive line. You know, the offensive line's kind of like the secondary. You can play 70 good plays and you give up somebody, something happens, a guy falls down, slips down, they get a sack. What is the offensive line doing? You know, it's just the way it is. But overall, I think these guys are mentally and physically tough and are going to do well.
You know who's impressive? Guys, if you have not seen Colby Purcell yet or been around Colby Purcell, who's the center for the Buffs, 6'4", 290, redshirt freshman out of California. That young man, when you sit down and chat with him a little bit, there's a maturity about him. There's an intensity about him, by the way. And you know this far better than I would. What's going on between the ears in terms of the system and understanding everything is really off the charts. It looks like you got a guy that's maybe a four-year starter there for you.
Yeah, I think so. He really has all the tangibles, and he's playing well, and he's strong and powerful. You know, he's an interesting story. When we were recruiting him out of Hart High School in California, he was 16 years old as a senior. And so I'm sitting there with his parents in the home, and I go, let me ask y'all a question. Okay. I said, when does he turn 17? Not till like September 20th.
Wow.
I said, okay, do you want to send a 16-year-old to college? And they go, I don't know. I said, well, we'll take him, but I think the best thing for him to do is to sign with us, sit out in the fall, work out, do everything. Come in January, he'll be 17. Then he'll turn 18 this fall.
Right.
And I think he'll have a phenomenal career. And that's what we've seen. So you're looking at it. You're saying how mature he is. He's not even 18
yet.
Holy cow. So he's just there, getting there. So he's a pretty amazing kid. And he's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tempering my thing. But
sure.
It's hard for me to hold it back. I think he's going to be really good.
Well, and I was talking to Clayton Adams about him, and he talked about the mental aspect. He said he doesn't only want to know what his job is. He wants to know what both guards and both tackles are doing, and all the tight end, and where the protection is, and all that.
He's one of those guys we call a quick twitch thinker.
Oh, really?
And what we mean by that is he can see everything and think of everything, and it doesn't bog him down. Some people can't do that, and he can do that. And that's what you want at center, and that's what you want at quarterback.
Right.
Because they've got to be able to see everything. That's what you want at safety. You know, the other positions, you want it, but if you have that at those positions, then you've got guys that can see everything, adapt, change, nothing bothers them. Here they go. And, you know, I see that with him at center.
There's an old adage that says the closer you are to the ball, the smarter you have to be. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know if that's true or not. that definitely helps.
And, sure.
And really it's not, quote, IQ intelligence all the time.
Yeah.
It's more of being able to see and decipher.
And process, yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Quickly, without it slowing you down or making you, and he can do that.
Okay. Hey, coming up here in the program, we got to get to a commercial break here very quickly, but coming up, co-offensive coordinator Darren Ciavarini is going to join us. He, by the way, is 6-0 against the Rams all time. How about that? As a player and as a coach. And also, Juwan Winfrey, the outstanding receiver, he is going to be with us as well. He's over here, and so we'll talk to Juwan as well from that great receiving course. We continue. It's Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Prime Time. We've got the Rocky Mountain Showdown coming up tomorrow night down in Denver. Back in a moment. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game.
Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Neighbors lend each other things. Eggs, cups of sugar, tools, unasked for opinions. It's the neighborly thing to do. When you get a mortgage from Elevations Credit Union, your neighbors lend you that too. Because we are a not-for-profit financial institution made up of your community members, who are also your neighbors. Being neighborly. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Think you know SiriusXM? Then turn it on and turn what you know on its head. Listen free to SiriusXM through September 10th on the inactive satellite radio in your car. Hear sports channels and shows like you've never heard. And keep listening online and on the SiriusXM app, all for free. Even watch Howard Stern video while you're there. Hit the sat button right now and see what SiriusXM really sounds like.
Hey, this is Shaq Barrett, number 48 with the Denver Broncos, here for Safeway. It's game time at Safeway. You can win big prizes and earn double rewards to earn free groceries. Register to win by going to the Safeway app and clicking Game Time Rewards. Then, when you shop, look for the special tag. You'll earn points to win great prizes like groceries for a year, an ultimate tailgating trailer, a trip to the college football national championship game, and more. Safeway, get in the game today.
There's a new season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean, and only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
Oh, hi. You up for a refreshing break from your day with bubbly sparkling water? 8 flavors, no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles.
Popping like the top off a bottle and I ain't stopping yet. It's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start.
Bubbly sparkling water. Crack a smile.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
All right. Back once again on Bus Prime Time here at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder. Always a great spot to swing on by before or after any CU sporting event. Come by and see the great folks here at Fate Brewing Company, 1600 38th Street in Boulder. Fate, your home for the Colorado Buffaloes and football leading into the 2018 season. One more segment with Mike McIntyre. As we mentioned, Darren Cheverini's coming up. Juwan Winfrey here for a couple of minutes. All right, a game like tomorrow night. Do you still get nervous before the season opener?
Oh, yeah. You definitely do. Yeah. I mean, your stomach kind of gets in little knots, but that's the fun of it, you know. If you don't get a little nervous, then why are you doing it, right? I mean, it's the excitement of it. I think fans get a little nervous. I think everybody does. The adrenaline flow, that's all, to me, it shows you're alive and ticking, right? Yeah. And so I'm excited about that.
Trish make you sleep on the couch the night before? It's, bugger?
No, I sleep at the hotel. Yeah, I'm at the hotel with the team. the team.
All right. Yep. This Rams team. Now last week, they had kind of a tough start to their season with a zero-week game, losing 43-34 to Hawaii, down 30 at one point in time. What was your takeaway from after watching that game?
Well, my number one takeaway is the fight in them, the way they fought back and had an opportunity to definitely win it at the end of the game when they were down 37-7 with, like, about, I guess, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yep.
And they fought and fought and fought and came back. They're extremely explosive on offense, and I was really impressed with that. And so those were the two things that I took away, was their fight and their explosiveness on offense.
And you said this a number of times. There's an advantage in your mind in the fact they got to go and kick the rust off, if you will.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look at their second half compared to their first half, they look like two different teams.
Yeah.
So I believe that they kicked the rust off at halftime and started kind of getting into the rhythm and kind of figuring out who they were. And I think that they played extremely hard there and just came up a little bit short. It's going to be an extremely tough game.
I know you're friends with Mike Bobo, and mm-hmm. you were in communication with him when he had those 10 days where
yep.
he was dealing with the medical stuff. How does that affect, do you think, a team leading into a season?
Well, I think it would affect it a lot, especially he had 7 of his 9 coaches were new, something like that.
Yeah.
7 of the 10. And so that's hard. Those last 10 days, you're doing a lot of logistics. You're doing a lot of time management. They're doing a lot of different kicking game and end of the game situations. So I know that was tough. You know, their offense didn't change at all because Ronnie Letson, who I coached at Ole Miss, is their quarterback's coach.
Wow.
He's been with him for a while, and they kind of knew. So Ronnie called it. It was very similar to Mike. And so, but I'm excited that for Mike that he's back coaching. They found out what's wrong with him, and I know that had to be really scary there for
yeah.
a minute. And he's a coach's son. He's a quarterback, so we have quite a few things in common. He's a great family man. He's a really good man.
Well, you guys are competitors. You don't get into this business without being a competitor.
Right.
But truth be told, it's such a small fraternity. There's also a closeness amongst you coaches.
Oh, yeah, there definitely is. You know, I played at Georgia Tech. He played at Georgia. I started coaching at Georgia. I have a degree from Tech and Georgia. He
uh-huh.
grew up in Georgia his entire life. So there's a lot of different connections there besides just us coaching against each other. But I know when he steps out there tomorrow night and I step out there tomorrow night, we both want to beat each other as bad as we can. And
yep.
then afterwards, we'll shake hands and move on. But I'm glad he's back out there coaching and they found out what's wrong and they can get it figured out and get him going in the right direction.
KJ Carter-Samuels, he's a transfer from Washington. We, of course, saw him with the Huskies. Certainly runs very well. Obviously, when you throw for 537 yards, you throw the ball pretty well. Give us a bit of a scouting report on their quarterback.
Yeah, C.J. Carson is an excellent athlete. I saw him play as a ninth grader through him and Jay played against each other, their rival high schools in San Jose. And so his sister goes to school here,
yep.
Plays volleyball on the Colorado volleyball team. And he's a really good athlete. He really throws the deep ball really well. And he's got some guys that can run and go get it. I was really impressed with how he turned it around there in the second half and played well. So he'll come in with a tremendous amount of confidence into this game.
We've got a nice run of receivers. Obviously, we're going to talk with Juwan here in a couple of minutes. The last few years, the guys who graduated have been on NFL rosters and the camps up there. But, boy, the Rams have had a nice little run of receivers in Ola B.C. Johnson might be as good as any of them.
Yeah, B.C. is really a good player. He's played well against us for 4 years now, and I've been really impressed with him. And he's getting better and better every year, and he just makes plays.
Yeah.
He just makes plays, and I was really, really impressed with him.
Preston Williams is a transfer from Tennessee, big athletic guy. And then they've got the monster out there, 6'6", Warren Jackson as
right.
well. Those guys become quite a challenge for a group of corners that you have that, you know, aren't overly experienced, but you think are pretty talented guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tough contest. You know, we need to get help from our D line.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best friend of a secondary player
is
a quarterback under duress. And so, you know, those guys play hard, and they just got to keep playing and keep trying to make plays.
Mike, that defensive front, I know that was an area that, looking back at 2017, you wanted to see a lot of improvement out of. The guys that returned, adding, and by the way, Israel Antoine is a fantastic man.
Yeah, Izzy.
Who is fun to watch. Yeah. Mustafa Johnson, Terrence Langsman growing up. Talk a little bit about what you saw from that defensive front.
Well, we're improved. We have more depth. We're more athletic. You know, they got to go out there and do it as the season goes along. You know, the guys that came back, like Javier and Chris Malumba and Jace Frankie, they've gotten better also. That's exciting to see. So we've just got to go out there and show it game in, game out throughout the year. The D-line is they got an unsung hero job, but they do. They're hopefully we'll be better there, and I think we are.
Israel Antoine, how often does a true freshman come in and start on the defensive line?
Very little.
Yeah.
But Izzy, he's all the kids love him. He's pretty amazing. He is a what you would call a no-nonsense guy. And he plays with a flat back, and he's 300 pounds, and he looks like you. Doesn't have an ounce of fat on him.
Not
he's ripped
one
up.
Ounce,
I mean,
yes.
He's pretty amazing. You wouldn't look at him and say this is an 18-year-old kid by any stretch of the imagination.
We ran into he and his parents, and he were during the offseason. Were in town, and his dad told me I'm supposed to call him Big Izzy.
Yeah, Big Izzy.
And after I met him and shook his hand, I said, "Of course, Mr. Big Izzy. That's what I'm going to call you from now on." That is a powerful young
said,
man.
And he said, "Yes, sir."
Yes, sir. Exactly. If you ever talk to Israel,
it's yes, sir, no, sir, yeah, all
and,
the time.
And that's about the end of the conversation, right there.
Like I said, he's no nonsense.
He's a great kid.
Yeah,
really,
he's phenomenal.
A wonderful young man. And being that you know you're an old defensive back yourself, how do you feel about those young guys you got back there at the corner position?
Well, I think they keep improving.
Yeah.
You know, every day our guys go against some great receivers, some quarterbacks that are really throwing the ball well, an offense that really tests them. So that will come to fruition in games because they won't be caught off guard by any speed of the game or route running or accurate throwing. So that tests our guys every day. And so they've improved by competing against them, and our receivers compete really hard, and the DBs are competing hard against them. So it's been a healthy, healthy competition that I think both of them have gotten better from. But I would say that the DBs have been tested and pushed to get better.
Well, and you call him Slim. Delrick Abrams is kind of a fun kid, too. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Slim, he's a fun kid. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, 6'3" cornerback. He was on that Last Chance U show. And he'll have quite a challenge as well as Chris Miller and Dante Wigley and Trey Udofi in those group tomorrow night for the Rocky Mountain Showdown. Mike, I think it's going to be a great season. Let's have some fun tomorrow night.
We will. And the guy you got coming up here, Juwan Winfrey, is an amazing young man.
Yes, he is.
Heck of a football player. Glad he's completely healthy. And ready to roll, and look forward to watching him play this year. And he's a team captain, and really, it's been fun to watch him keep maturing and keep growing. And excited about Juwan's senior year.
When you talk to the guys around the team, he was the guy that really kind of drove the offseason, get the players together, and
he worked hard at it, and he's an extremely hard worker. And he got in front of the team last night and kind of told his story.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of those guys perked up. You know, he's been through a lot, and. Some of it he caused himself, and he learned from it, which is that's what we do in life.
Yep.
I've caused a lot of problems for myself.
That's right.
And you learn from it. And when you're at a young age and you realize that, and you don't point at everybody else, you say, I'm going to take advantage of it. And our kids really respect him and really appreciate what he's done. And he wants to be successful, and he will.
He's going to have a great season, no doubt about it. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, Mike McIntyre here in the Buffaloes. Have got the Rams tomorrow night at Rocky Mountain Showdown. We continue. It's Bucks Prime Time. We're at Fate Brewing Company. Offensive coordinator Darren Cheverine is going to join us next on the other side of a break. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Fate Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach. And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in teaching here at CU.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, buffalo, buffalo wranglers, Ralphie the buffalo mascot, the buffalo logo, buffalo-themed shirts, buffalo-themed jackets, buffalo-themed pajamas, buffalo nickname, buffalo cheers, buffalo alumni, buffalo parents, and the word buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Sawaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were.
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Back once again on Buffs Prime Time. We're at Fate Brewing Company here in Boulder, Colorado, as we are every week for the show on Thursdays from 12:30 to 1:30, and then it airs at 7 o'clock on the network. Our program is brought to us by Safeway, proud supporter of the University of Colorado, part of Safeway's commitment to support local businesses, local growers, local schools. You love local, so does Safeway. Co-offensive coordinator Darren Cheverini joining us here for a couple of minutes. And I just mentioned your record. I'm not trying to jinx anything. I was just reporting the facts out there.
No, I appreciate it. It's been some good games against the Rams.
Yeah, without question. But Shep was on that group that went 4-0 in the mid-90s back then, and then 2-0 as a coach. All right, let's get your impression of camp. You're focused on the offensive side, the wide receivers. How are you feeling right now?
Well, what I was most pleased with is just the way they competed all fall camp, from the receiving corps to the offensive line, the quarterback room, the running backs, tight ends. I really felt like we got better from day to day. You were out there every day with Neil, and you saw the progress I think we made from spring football to early in fall camp to where we are now. I think these guys have really come together, learned the schemes and the concepts, but now they're competing and making plays, and that's big for a coordinator.
How did you have to change your approach, what you looked at, what you concentrated on when you became the co-offensive coordinator?
You know, I think when you become the play caller, obviously it's a little bit different because now it's on you. So I wanted it to be my identity and what I felt like who are our best players, how can we help them be successful, and how can we get them in space making plays. And I think with our roster, the way we've built it, we're young on the offensive line, but we're really skillful in the receiving core and our running backs, and our quarterback has really, really taken a next step with Coach Roper. Coaching him, and I really feel like for me it was like, hey, who are our best players and how can we design the offense to get them the ball consistently?
Yeah. Is that the thing that you have to fight as a coach? Because obviously you've got things you like to do, you've got things you'd like to call, but then you got to make sure what you enjoy or what you think is effective fits the pieces that you have, right?
Yeah, I've always been a big, big believer when you build your identity on offense, you have to look at who your best players are. And that's how you got to kind of cater the offense. It's not, hey, these are my plays and we're going to run these plays and this is why we're going to run these plays. No, we're going to find out who our best football players are and design the offense around them. And I think we've been able to do that with, you know, Steven Montez, who started 14 games over the last couple years, having players like Juwan Winfrey, who is a seasoned veteran receiver. Laviska Shenault is a jack of all trades, can play inside, can play outside. He's just dynamic with the ball in his hands. You know, Katie Nixon from Dallas, Texas, from DeSoto as well, who's very, very explosive. Then you got a savvy guy like Jay McIntyre in the slot. I think what we've been able to do with the offense is incorporate 10 personnel, but really out of 11 personnel sets. And that way, with Laviska, it's able to kind of let's go and let's play fast and let's get the ball in their hands.
All right, Steven. Steven has always been a guy that's got a big arm. He's a good athlete. And it might be a thin distinction, but, you know, there's some guys who I've seen that are good athletes who play quarterback And what you want them to mature into is a quarterback who's athletic, right? What have you seen with him?
You know, I've seen a lot of growth with him just because he's played a lot of football now, and also with Coach Roper. You know, Coach Roper, he's one of the best football coaches I've been around. And it just goes to show you that you can get fired from a job and still be really, really good at what you do. You know, it goes to show.
You know, it's funny you say that. That happened a year ago to me, by the way, now that I think about it.
And, hey, I've been fired. I've been told I'm not good enough. I've been cut and traded. You know, but what the one thing I really appreciate, and I sit in a lot of the quarterback meetings and I listen to Coach Roper talk to the quarterbacks. He's really knowledgeable about the position, and he's a football guy, and he knows offensive football. And so that's really refreshing for me, because when I teach something to him, he learns it really, really quick. And I've seen Steven, his game elevate. I've seen Sam Noyer's game elevate. I've seen Tyler Lytle's game elevate. So Coach Roper's doing a good job with those guys.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that. You watch the four quarterbacks you've got on that roster right now are all pretty darn good. That's the first time in a long time Colorado's been that loaded a quarterback.
Yeah, and it's hard to keep them too. You know, you see what other programs are going through with all the transfer rules, and if I'm not starting, I'm leaving. You know, and it's a shame the way college football's kind of turned into free agency. But it's just the way it is, and you hopefully you can keep three of them, you know, because it's just the way it is in college football. But I think we have a really, really good room of quarterbacks that are talented and athletic and can throw the football, and it's a loaded room.
And I guess the positive side of that is that idea of, you know, high tide raises all boats, right? I mean, Sam Noyer's nipping at the heels of a guy like Stephen Montez.
Yeah, and Sam can throw the football.
Yes, he can.
You know, Sam has gotten better since he's been here. He's pushed Stephen in this camp, but you've seen Stephen elevate his game. I mean, I'm excited to watch 12 play tomorrow, because he took a lot of criticism when things didn't go right last year, but you also get the positive when things go well. And so I'm excited to see that kid play. I'm excited to see our offense play. And just so I think they want to prove to everybody that, hey, we're not last year's football team. We're not last year's offense. And we have a mantra in our receiver room. And I know people have seen it on social media, but we're not saying nothing. Mm-hmm. We have a lot to prove to everybody, and more importantly to ourselves.
Right.
We know what we can do. Let's go show everybody what we're about.
Yeah, if you want to get Shep to smile, just start asking about his wide receivers. That group has got to be fun for you.
Yeah, I'm a big believer, man. If my X is better than your O, we're going to be better than you guys. So recruiting is key. You know, we've done an excellent, excellent job of recruiting that position. We've elevated that room each and every year. And what's more important about that room is that, you know, we had a good, really, really good group of guys that graduated last year, and all three of them are in NFL camps. And I feel like we've elevated that position. I feel like we're faster. I feel like we're stronger. I feel like we have better ball skills in that room. And more importantly, they got an edge about themselves. Like, they want to compete. And if someone else is making plays, they're excited for them. And that's rare. That's rare in a receiver room, because I play the position, and we all want to catch the football. But when guys can come together and for the sake of the team and the group, it's special. And Juwan Winfrey is the lead. He's the lead catalyst in that room. I mean, he works harder than any receiver I've been around, except for myself, Juwan.
Well, of course, yeah. You're number two to him, but outside of that.
Number two, Juwan. I told Juwan if I had his ability, I'd still be playing.
right. Hey, he's quite a story, isn't he?
He's awesome. I remember when he was committed to Pitt, and I had to fly from Denver to Jersey, get on the turnpike, got lost three times, couldn't find a place. Then I get to his house. His mom wouldn't talk to me because his mom didn't want him to go to Colorado. So his mom would not talk to me the whole time I was in the house. And his dad was just kind of like grilling me, like, okay, Chef, what are you going to do with my son? What are you going to do with my son? What are you going to do with my son? And luckily, Juwan believed in me as a coach and believed in me as a teacher, and he chose Colorado. And people don't remember, but in 2016, he was our best receiver in camp. He was better than all those guys that are in NFL camps right now. He was the best one out there, and he got hurt in a kind of a freak deal in a one-on-one where he hurt his knee, and I saw how much it devastated him personally, you know. And no one's worked harder to get back to be at the level that he is at. And, you know, he had a little bit of a setback in fall camp with the hamstring issue, but it probably helped him mentally just to keep working, keep running, and help those younger guys, hey, like Laviska Shenault and Katie Nixon and those younger receivers, Maurice Bell, to get opportunities. Because they know that Juwan's the lead dog on that one, I'm excited to watch number nine play. He's earned the right, and he works harder than anybody on our football team.
Hey, how about Tony Brown? Where does he kind of fit into the mix? The Tech transfer.
Tony is a kid I recruited when I was at Texas Tech. He's out of La Mirada High School. And Tony just goes about his business and makes plays, you know. And I think what's great about Tony is whenever Juwan wasn't going in fall camp, Tony Brown just kept working and making plays. And, you know, if Juwan's tired and got to come out, I have no problem with Tony Brown going in there and making plays for the Buffs. That's what he's going to do. He's done it all camp.
How do you, with a receiving core that's that deep, though? Is there enough balls to go around?
There's never enough. There's never enough footballs to go around, but they're going to play. Yeah. They're all going to play. I mean, we're hoping to get between 90 and 95 snaps a game. You know, and the league guys should be playing at least like 55 to 60 plays, and the other guys should be getting 35, you know. So they're going to get playing time. And when their opportunity arises and the ball comes your way, what do you do with it? Because one thing about playing receiver, if a quarterback trusts you, he's going to feed you. Yeah. And if he believes in you, he's going to feed you. And that's why it's important to practice hard, because if they create that chemistry with number 12 or number 4, whoever's in there, they're going to go to them. So I like the group. I like the room.
We got to get to a break here, but what do you share with these guys about what this game tomorrow night means?
You know, I told them that, you know, this is the fruition of all your hard work, man. All the stuff that you guys have put in the offseason and fall camp. Now it's an honor to go out there and play for the University of Colorado. It's not a right. It's an honor to wear the black and gold. It's an honor to run behind Ralphie. And that's the kind of mantra you have to have as a player when you play for the University of Colorado. And, yeah, we're playing, you know, CSU. But at the end of the day, it's about us. Well, who are we about and what are we about? And I believe these players are ready to play, and they're excited to go out there and play their best game.
I like it. You know, you can't play tomorrow. You can't I know you want to.
I tell them I got 5 plays in me. You know, give me a helmet. I can run a slant and a fade, man. I don't know about a go route, but slant and a fade.
I love it. Hey, have some fun tomorrow night. It's going to win.
Thank you.
All right. Darren Chiaverini, co-offensive coordinator for the Buffaloes. The aforementioned Juwan Winfrey is going to join us when we come back here at Fate Brewing Cup on the other side of this commercial break. This is Colorado Football from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Sam, and back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
Joining Elevation's Credit Union means one thing. You care about your community enough to keep your money in it. Working hard to make the place you call home a better place. It also means you are a stakeholder in your own prosperity. Wait, that's two things. Joining Elevations means two things. Two amazingly great, wonderful things that probably lead to more really good things. But who's counting? Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Your grocery shopping just got easier thanks to Safeway.com. Now you can have your groceries delivered at home, the office, or to your car. Your groceries, your way. Order online at Safeway.com or use the Safeway online shopping app and get free delivery with your first online order. Service available in select areas and may be provided by a partner whose pricing and policies apply. Visit shop.safeway.com for details.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in teaching here at CU.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Back one final time at Fate Brewing Company. It's Bus Prime Time with Mike McIntyre and Darren Cheverini. And now Jawan Winfrey, the senior receiver for the Colorado Buffaloes out of Englewood, New Jersey. And he and the Buffs getting ready for that big game tomorrow night, opening up the season against Colorado State in the Rocky Mountain Showdown down in Denver at Bronco Stadium at Mile High. We're at Fate Brewing Company, by the way, our gracious host for, well, it's been a number of years now. We've been out here for the program. We appreciate their support. Always a great spot to swing by before or after an ECU sporting event. All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
Now, you had the hamstring was dinged up through the wall. Everything good there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Ready to go.
All right. You had a good camp?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I took a lot of my time being a leader, you know, since I wasn't able to fully be out there participating. You know, I spent my time coaching up the young receivers, you know, encouraging our offense and just being that person that the offense needed, you know, to be on the sideline.
You know, Chev was talking about that injury you went through a couple of years. What do you think that taught you?
It taught me a lot, you know, not to take anything for granted, you know, just being at the top of the world at one point and then just going right to the bottom just like that. You know, you can't take anything for granted and you just got to be strong mentally. You know, it tested you a lot. You know, you wonder, like, why does it happen to me? But, you know, you can't question God and God's plan for you. So I just had to continue to keep up with my faith, my relationship with God, and just continue that hard work ethic because, you know, it's going to reward you at the end.
This offseason, when I talked to guys, and I know Steven mentioned this and a number of the receivers, they all talked about, well, Jawan was the guy that was kind of the driving force getting us all together, doing the extra work this summer. Is that something coming into your senior year you said, okay, I got to really step up and really be a leader?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've had a lot of good mentors in my life, you know, coming up and who showed me the way and how it should be done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just try to be that guy for the young receivers and for the whole team as well. You know, I'm 21, you know, I'm a fifth year senior, you know, why not be that guy? You know,
right.
You know, that's the player, you know, I dream of becoming. So, you know, I just try to do my best and with every opportunity, you know, just work on having a force and influence in people's life.
You know, you say 21 to the rest of us sitting in this room, that sounds unbelievably young, all right?
Yeah.
But I do understand in that room, well, you and Jay are the old guys, right?
Yeah.
Bunch of kids around you. How do you handle those guys?
Huh? You know, it's funny because, you know, I know that they're young, but they still have they have the right mentality. You know, they have great work ethic. You know, what they bring to the table is real great. You know, they're real freak athletes, and you know, I have fun working with them. You know, they're real lively. They like to have fun. They love to dance, and you know, it's fun being around a group like that, and encourage you to be better, and encourage you to be a leader as well, because you know, you can't slip up because they're right behind you. You know, making plays just by you.
Okay, now you being one of the older guys, I'm gonna let you be the analyst here. All right, I'm gonna mention one of the names. So I'll just go through a few of them, and you just tell me a little something about what you love about that guy, why I think he's gonna be a great player. Let's start with LaViska.
That's my boy. I love LaViska because he just brings so much to the table. You know, he's young and he's bigger than me. You know, 6'2", 220. And he can block. He can run after the catch all these any type of passes. So he's very versatile. That's what I love about his game. Very versatile.
All right, the other old guy, Jay McIntyre.
Jay Mack. You know, he's dependable. You know, he's a guy who's gonna find space in the defense and get in and out wherever you need him to be, and you know, catch the dependable passes on third down and just whenever you need him to.
How about KD?
KD's a speedster, you know. He's a
personality, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very personal. He's an actor, quite an actor. You know, he loves to dance, loves to have fun. He's lively. He brings that energy to the receivers that you need. And he's a speedster, you know. And don't get shocked by his size because he can play on the outside, inside, wherever you need him to be and make those plays.
What would you think of his acting performance? If you guys didn't see this, internally there was a compliance video they did, and KD was one of the actors in it.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, he was looking forward to that video for a long time, you know. Talking to us about it all the time, so it was fun to actually see it in person and just see, you know, see him do what he loves to do. So
okay, how about Kayvion Anto?
Kayvion Anto, that's my boy as well. You know, senior captain. He brings a lot of leadership to the table, and he's a great jump ball guy. You know, he can go up and his ball skills are tremendous, and it's just fun to see him go up in there and make plays.
How about Tony Brown, the transfer?
Tony Brown, see, he can do it all as well. You know, when I was out in camp, he made all the plays. You know, it didn't matter if I was out there because he was making all the plays that I was going to make too. So. Yeah. Tony Brown is—he's a baller.
You know, and there's younger guys, Maurice Bell. I think of Daniel Arias. I mean, there's a bunch of young fellas that, in this group that, you know, you guys are ahead of, and you're older, and are going to get a chance this season. But they're right behind you, kind of pushing you guys, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. You know, what I love about the young guys—they have that hard work mentality. You know, they come in, they know that they're not—they know that they weren't the best, and they didn't have the idea that they want to go in and take everybody's spot. You know, that's, you see that as a lot from young freshmen, and, you know, just coming in saying that they're going to do this, do that. But they had that right mentality. They want to get better. They approach me every day with questions and ideas. How do I do this? How do I do that? And, you know, I enjoy trying to teach them because I feel that they have a lot of potential. They'll be real good right behind us.
How has Steven Montez grown as a quarterback from your view?
He's grown a lot, you know. For the most part, mentally, you know, I've seen mentally his game change. You know, he's studying the game different, and he just approaches it more differently. And his work ethic has increased as well. You know, this whole summer, I've been on him because, you know, I approached him with my goals, and, you know, he has extremely high goals for himself as well. And it was a team effort for each other and just for the team and what we can do. So we just took it upon ourselves, and I seen him just want to be better.
Does he throw a catchable football?
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah,
he can make every throw. You know, he has a strong arm. He can fit in a lot of different spots and a lot of different spaces. So I'm excited to play with him.
Who's faster, you or Sam Neuer? Sam seems to think he's kind of fast now.
Really? Sam, I'm faster than Sam, but he is fast. He's probably the fastest quarterback.
Is that right?
Definitely.
But not as fast as you?
No.
Who's the fastest receiver?
That's tough.
Yeah.
Fastest receiver. It may be maybe KD.
Okay.
It might be KD. Yeah.
Do you have to be fast to be a good receiver?
No.
No?
You have to be explosive and quick, but I don't feel like you have to run a 4.3 to be a great receiver. You know, there's a lot of receivers who aren't super fast. You know, Larry Fitzgerald, you know, just as long as you can get open, catch the ball, and I feel that that's going to get you paid in the NFL.
Most importantly, is your mom speaking to Darren Shivarina yet?
yes, sir. She loves Colorado. You know, she wasn't excited about me coming at first, you know, because, you know, she wanted me to stay home, you know, to keep an eye on me. And I had to grow up. Yeah. And when she took her first visit here, she fell in love.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. She fell in love, and she's excited that I came here. And she's looking forward to coming to every game that she gets the opportunity to.
Give us a thought about tomorrow night, opening the season, Rams, Broncos Stadium at Mile High down there, and the meeting. What does this game mean to you tomorrow night?
This game means a lot for me and for the team as well. You know, we've worked so hard this offseason, and it came so quick. And we're just excited to show what we can do. You know, we don't have a lot to say, but we got a lot to prove. And we're going to try to make the most of every opportunity we're given tomorrow and just show why Colorado is our state.
Boy, this guy right here is going to have a fantastic season for the Colorado Buffalo. This offense is explosive, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right.
a lot of weapons.
He says with a smile. I love it. Hey, good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
All right, Jawan Winfrey, senior for the Colorado Buffaloes. That is a loaded receiver room for the Buffs, and we're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow night. Don't forget our radio broadcast gets underway at 5:30 on the Colorado Football Network. Gary Barnett, Mike Pritchett will join us tomorrow night, and yours truly, the kickoff at 7:30 to wrap things up from Fate Brewing Company. It's Buffs Primetime from Learfield.
Brewing Company at 1638 Street in Boulder is your home for Colorado Buffaloes football. Join us during the new day and time Thursdays at 1230 for the taping of Buffs Prime Time with Coach Mike McIntyre. Start your game day off right with Fate Brewing Company's food and drink specials. Fate Brewing Company and CU football are ready to get it on. Check out FateBrewingCompany.com for more details.
I'm Mike McIntyre, the University of Colorado's football coach.
And here at Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder, they take a lot of pride in our community, from our scenic location to our local sports teams, which is why they are proud official sponsors of the University of Colorado Athletics. Every time our Buffs score a touchdown, they'll be there. And every time Buffalo alumni, students, and faculty, or Boulder County community members need a new vehicle, they'll get an employee pricing, because Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder supports the community that supports them. Driven by you.
Conoco is a very proud sponsor of the University of Colorado's football team. Because we're big fans of the CU student body, faculty, fans, lawn, nearby mountains, food, sidewalks, Buffalo, Buffalo Wranglers, Ralphie the Buffalo mascot, the Buffalo logo, Buffalo-themed shirts, Buffalo-themed jackets, Buffalo-themed pajamas, Buffalo nickname, Buffalo cheers, Buffalo alumni, Buffalo parents, and the word Buffalo. So basically what we're saying is Conoco is an extremely, deeply proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes. Go Buffs! Conoco. Choose go.
Hi, I'm attorney Rob Wilhite from the Sawaya Law Firm. As an alumni, class of 2000, our Buffs need to stick together. If you've been injured in an auto or work accident, give us a call at 303-GOOD-LAW and let's make an appointment for your free consultation. Accidents can seem overwhelming, but we'll make it simple. Let us handle the insurance companies while you focus on what's most important, your treatment and getting healed. We will fight, fight, fight for your victory.
Hi, I'm Christina Randall, the 2018 Colorado Teacher of the Year. I have the most exciting, rewarding career. I am a teacher, where every day I'm giving back to my community and making a real difference in the lives of my students. Are you ready to be a positive role model for kids and have a direct impact on the future? Change a life, change the world. Start your journey to an exciting career in teaching here at CU.
Brought to you by CEA, so every student thrives.
It's game time rewards at Safeway, so listen up. Earn double reward points for gas or groceries and score big. Pay attention to the game plan, because you could win $1,000, a trip to the College Football National Championship game, a premium tailgating trailer, a $10,000 scholarship, and more. Look for participating tags throughout the store. Go to getinthegamerewards.com to earn more and see game rules. Safeway, get in the game.
Live at Fate Brewing Company in Boulder, Buffs Primetime with Mike McIntyre has been brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Buffalo Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.